Chapter 2. The Elixir of Life. Charlotte Amalia St. Thomas, 1818. Rachel Pommier Petit. Adele and Justine and I worked feverishly on my dress, sewing until our fingers bled. We used cornstarch to staunch the bleeding.
"You may need this on your wedding night," Adele told me.
She explained how a woman bled the first time she was with her husband. She said this was natural, for a marriage was a blood pact. The wedding was in a matter of weeks. Adele had given me some information concerning what went on between men and women. The rest I discovered from watching donkeys in the fields and listening to the whispers of the pirates' wives.
"You think you'll be like a donkey?" Justine laughed at me.
"Why marry a man at all?"
Both Justine and Adele thought I was making a mistake to do my father's bidding, but I didn't care to hear their opinions or warnings.
"She doesn't want to talk about love," Justine told her mother with a grin. "She wants to marry a donkey."
"Just a man," I said. "One who understands my father's business."
"Maybe she's right," Adele shrugged, "since she's not bound to know love in this marriage."
What was a husband, after all, if not a partner? Why should I ask for more than that? Why should I ever want it? Even if Justine would have agreed to attend my wedding service, my mother made it clear the ceremony was only for people of our faith. The marriage prayers were recited at the same altar where Monsieur Petit's wife's funeral had been held. The synagogue was a dark building, but when light came through the windows, it became a radiant place. My mother was pleased that I was to marry Monsieur Petit, and because she approved, she gave me her wedding veil, smuggled from Saint-Domingue, the only thing she'd taken other than her jewels.
"You're not as foolish as I thought you were," she told me.
I supposed it was a compliment.
"Marry from here," she touched her head. "Not here," she hit her chest. "Love will do nothing for you."
As soon as she offered her approval, I began to doubt myself. If she thought something was right, it was usually wrong. But it was too late for me to have second thoughts. I'd given my father my word.